because my it hung on the corner of the crib of my son, Ryan, who is now a sophomore in college, when he was just a baby. Oh! And I have a microphone. So it hung on the on my son's crib. And it was very important to me that it was there. It was a constant reminder of the presence of Jesus. Now, I suppose it wasn't really there for him. He was just a little baby, and he probably didn't notice it as anything but a toy. But it was important to me because it reminded me that even when I wasn't there, God was there. Even when I couldn't relieve the pain of my son or stop him from crying, Jesus was there. And thus, I keep it on my desk as a constant reminder of the presence of God in our lives. And I suppose all of us have felt pain from time to time. I imagine you have as well. A variety of ways, physical pain, emotional pain, and these can be times when we feel alone. But the cross is a reminder that God is there, that Jesus is with us. And not only with us in our pain, but experiencing our pain and suffering with us. It's also a reminder to me that we all cause pain to others as well. And Christ is in that as well. And when I am reminded that I have caused pain, the cross is there to remind me to repent, to say, I'm sorry, to reform my ways. The cross is always there. Whether you have this little piece of wood on your desk or not, Jesus is always with us, suffering in our suffering and calling us to repentance when we cause suffering to others. Pray with me this morning, if you will. Gracious God, thank you that you are always with us, that your cross reminds us that you suffer with us in our suffering. And your cross reminds us that when we cause suffering, to repent, to say we're sorry, and to live on a new path. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.